It is 52 degrees. Jason Cairns, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you ever make a mistake on your job that you're like, wow, how did I do that? I just, because sometimes your brain gets just in a groove and you just weren't thinking about what you were doing?
Thankfully, I've never made a mistake on my job. No, the example that comes to mind, I had it a while back where I didn't realize a patient had checked in, and like an hour later they came and said, hey, your patient is here. And yeah. I was like, what happened?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, mine is like I just have music underneath our Tuesday trivia. And I think when we did it for round two yesterday, it was 60% of women think that men should do this once a week. And it's the answer was call their mom. And so,
nice.
But when we had the winner, I played what was supposed to be the you're the winner. And instead it was the same intro music. And I just was like egg on my face. So,
well, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens.
Well, okay, so I did do my homework last night. I did check A Different Kind of Happiness from Larry Crabb. It's about sacrificial love, the book.
Yep.
And so it's actually chapter 6 that he finally unearths this. Do you have your copy with you this morning?
Nope, I don't.
All right. And the funny thing was, I just got done doing this 2-minute newscast for WOGO, and I knew I brought the copy in. Okay, so I do not immediately have it here with me this morning. Okay. Well, anyhow, it's just a short prayer, though, and it kind of borrows from the C.S. Lewis about that we're little Christs, okay?
Yep.
But then it's about that the way that I would bring you glory, Lord, by the way I relate. And it lands on that, and that prayer is one that God would always answer. And it's so Crabbian because he was so passionate about these ideas about God first, you know, and yep. and relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that it gets to the heart of what he talks about, the idea of relationship not only being important, but crucial to what it means to be a person, to be a Christian, you know, relating to God, relating to others in a deeply loving way, a sacrificial way.
Yeah. And so that can also, I'm going to try to seg this here, that can also spill over into politics. Congratulations to former Vice President Mike Pence, who got the John F. Kennedy Profile and Courage Award this week for his bravery more than 4 years ago, January 6th, 2021, a very dark day in our Capitol. But speaking of politics, Oklahoma Senator James Lankford's written a new book called Turnaround, and he talks about the way we relate in politics should matter as well. Let's listen to this.
It is interesting to me, the number of people that I meet at church or in other places or people that name the name of Christ, that they think about politics in a different way. They say, well, the Christian stuff that, you know, I try to be nice to people and I go to church, but when it gets to politics, this is a rough sport. You need to hit people in the face. It is as if Jesus, when he was asked what the greatest commandment was, and he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The second is like this, love your neighbor as yourself, that Jesus paused and said, unless it's about politics, then hit him in the face as hard as you can.
Yeah,
that's not what it was. So for all of us that are followers of Jesus, and quite frankly, that's for many people, not just in the arena, but watching the arena of politics, that doesn't change. That simple greatest commandment was not greatest suggestion. That was, how do you live that out? So how do you strongly disagree with someone and still love your neighbor as yourself? When politics becomes very personal, it becomes, how can I actually personally attack that person enough to destroy them so that they're out of the way and I can get to the next person and take them on? That's what modern politics has really become. But that's not what Jesus teaches. And if I can make it just as simple,
yeah.
Read Titus chapter 3 or read 1 Timothy chapter 2 or read 1 Peter chapter 2. There's key places where the writers are all challenging, here's how we engage with authority. Here's how we engage with government. None of those are hit them in the face as hard as you can. That was not the biblical command. The biblical command was very different. If I'm going to look at it and ask the question, which one works? 2,000 years later, we're still talking about the teachings of Jesus, the last political person we've all forgotten about.
So there's a 90-second clip, but I think instructive and relatable, and I think it ties in with what we're talking about relationships.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you know, I think this idea of really bringing love is so important. And I think he's dead on. And I see so often when Christians are devolving to name-calling and metaphorical eye rolling, and we just don't honor the people who with whom we strongly disagree.
There is many times conservative, and oftentimes they invoke Christ. Conservative Christian talk radio doesn't even feel listenable, or you want to turn away because of the ugly name calling. Thank you, friend. Appreciate it. Jason Cann's with us here this morning. It's a Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, and we're going to play one of our very favorite games.
Yes, it's Secret Sound, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show Secret Sound. It comes up from time to time, and today we've got a great prize for you. If you can identify the secret sound, calling 715-723-2555, a free digital movie download for The Unbreakable Boy. Great film, and we can send that to you wherever you might be listening from. So all throughout the WIB listening area, online at WWIB.com, we can send this to you. So don't be shy, 715-723-2555. First person to call in live on the air and identify this secret sound. And let's take a listen, Havo.
Yeah, you got to hear it.
What is that?
That is one of the longer secret sounds we've ever had.
Let's give it a listen again. 715-723-2555. No penalties for wrong guesses. Secret sound. Your chance to win a free digital movie download of The Unbreakable Boy. 715-723-2555. Who wants to take a guess at what this is? Let's listen to it again. I feel like it starts off one way and you're thinking, oh, that might be. And then at the end, it's no, maybe not.
Yeah.
And 715-723-2555, who will be the first person through the gate to say, yeah, I'll give that a guess. 723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Hey, Tammy. Go ahead.
Is it like a sprinkler system turning off?
That's honestly the first thing that I thought. Is it a sprinkler system turning on or off, Halvo?
Good guess. That's not it.
Not what we're looking for, Tammy. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Let's listen to the secret sound again, 723-2555. What could that be? 723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Willie, and I'm calling from over in the Wausau area.
Hey, Willie.
Hey, Willie from Wausau. Hey, I like it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Is that a door?
A doorstop?
A door? Oh, sure. Okay, so the door hits it, and then kind of a little springy thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's take a listen
kids
again.
Love playing with it.
Is this a doorstop? Yeah, or kids playing with it. I did that a lot as a child. Is it, Halvo?
It's a great guess, Willie, but that's not it.
It's not it. All right, we've got time. Actually, we're kind of running a little short on time, so two more guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony.
Tony, good to hear from you. What do you think?
Is it a condiment jar being squeezed out and then getting to the end?
Okay, getting to the very end.
That's
sure.
Really,
like, yeah,
that's really
very
creative.
Specific. That is an excellent guess. Let's listen to it again. Get the rest of that mustard or whatever out, maybe the silver spring.
You know what? Well,
is
that's
right?
Well, that's not it. That's a great idea for a future secret sound.
It is indeed. Thank you, Tony. All right, one more guess here, 715-723-2555, unless we've thoroughly stumped you, in which case we will move on to about 7:45 and give you another shot at this secret sound. Oh, one more guess. All right, we promised one more. We'll take one more. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Ethan, and I'm from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Ethan, go ahead, friend.
Is it a fidget spinner?
Is it a fidget spinner? Now, let's listen to it again. What makes you think that's a fidget spinner, Ethan?
That's getting the sound specifically, and then it sounds like it's slowing down at the end.
A fidget spinner.
You know what, Ethan? It sounds like a fidget spinner because it is!
You are absolutely correct! You are a winner.
We needed a young man to get it. How old are you, Ethan?
I'm 22.
22, all right.
Ethan, well done. We really thought that might take a while, but yes, it is indeed a fidget spinner. Hang on the line, and we will get you your well-earned digital movie download for The Unbreakable Boy. Wow, I am impressed.
We got a winner on a Win It Wednesday.
Our music director, Greg Stewart, always adding new music, new artists to keep things fresh here at WWIB, along with your past favorites and all the current hits. So this is a brand new artist. Her name is Michael Monroe, and this is called I Trust You.
If I'm honest, sometimes it doesn't make sense, and your promise feels so far away.
Working nine to five. What a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit.
Well, what are the toughest jobs, 9 to 5 or otherwise? We have a list in front of us here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Let's see if your job makes the list. I don't see radio DJ in here. I mean, early mornings for you, at least. I've got kind of the cushy one coming in.
You know,
at 7
if you
here,
if you love your job, they say it beats working for a living.
You never work a day in your life if you love what you do. So hopefully that's the case. But what are the toughest jobs in America? Number 20, they say, is a drywall or plaster installer.
Number 19, carpenter, a woodworker, or cabinet maker.
18 is lawyer.
Toughest jobs in America, number 17, teacher. Yesterday was Teacher Appreciation Day.
Appreciate you, teachers. Pilot is number 16.
Uh-huh. It's been tougher lately. Number 15, engineer.
Number 14, toughest jobs in America, home builder.
Number 13, the electricians.
Number 12, roofers.
Nurse is number 11.
I feel like that could be a lot higher.
I think
teacher
yesterday,
as well, too.
Yesterday, I think, was Nurse Appreciation Day. Today is School Nurse Appreciation Day.
Again, these occupations leading the pack is America's most grueling jobs, according to a new nationwide survey. So where are we at here? Number
10.
10 is oil worker.
That sounds hard.
It does.
Number 9 is increasingly difficult as well, air traffic controller.
Number 8, farmer.
Wow.
And again, a lot of these, I feel like, man, you could bump those even further up.
I think so. Nobody works harder than America's farmers. Number 7, astronaut.
Toughest jobs in America, according to a recent survey. Number 6, EMT or paramedic.
Police officer, number 5.
Number 4, doctor.
Put in a lot of long hours there. Number 3, military.
Thank you to our service members. Number 2, construction worker. Toughest jobs in America. So what is number 1, according to a survey? Toughest jobs in the land.
Well, EMT was number 6, police number 5, and the toughest job, firefighting.
Thank you so much to all of those who serve in so many different professions that are very difficult. And you know what? Your job might not be on that list, but maybe sometimes it feels like a drudgery. But what does scripture say? Working as to the Lord, not to men, and hope that you can find joy in what you do. Do it for his glory and be confident who you are in Christ.
All right. The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Mother's Day is Sunday. And so... we have a fun contest for people to be involved with.
Yes, we'd love to have your voicemail tributes to, again, a mom in your life. Maybe it's more than one, but we would love to hear from you so that we can play them back on the air the next couple days to honor the mothers out there as best as we can.
Keep it under a minute would be great.
Yes.
Because we want to move things along.
We want to give room
for everybody. Yeah, absolutely. But you just call 715-396-1670, our usual call-in line, 396-1670, and honor one or more moms in your life.
715-396-1670, again, to leave those voicemails in honor of Mother's Day, a mom in your life. And we do have a great incentive as well, too, to kind of, prime the pump a little bit more for you.
I'll say we do. Beautiful hanging basket from Blue View Greenhouse across from Turtle Lake Golf Course in Rice Lake. And, boy, people who have had these just love them, and you will too. And one of you, through a random drawing, will go away, but only among those who leave a voicemail at 715-396-1670, honoring one or more moms in your life.
And again, we're giving you, you can leave it now if you want. You can do it tomorrow. You can do it Friday morning, but don't wait around. And we do have to be kind of sticklers about this. We want to hear it in your own voice. So a text is great, but it doesn't count for as far as being in the drawing. So again, please leave it in your own voice because that'll mean so much more to the mom or moms that you are honoring.
What makes your mom so great? 715-396-1670.
All right. Can't wait to hear those. You can even start leaving them right now if you'd like.